T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sounds like early
that's
King.
That's all right, Mama. Wow. Just any way you do that's all right.
Typically, Thursdays with the King. Howard asking at noon on Thursdays. But, of course, on Thursday, we'll be doing Turkey Bowl. So we do want to get Howard's perspective, as we always do each week, on the happenings in Philadelphia sports. Probably heavy focus today on the Eagles. Howard Eskin is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Head over to FWAT, Fingers, Wings, and Other Things, Friday and Saturday night this weekend. They'll be offering all of their daily specials from 9 to 11 p.m. Go to FWAT.com for more information. All right, out to the Schwartz-Carlton guest line we go. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz-Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. Mr. Howard Eskin. King, you are a lucky duck that I didn't take you up on that offer. But my style is never to actually bet against the Eagles, so I let you off the hook
okay,
on that bet.
Okay, see now. I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to get on something. Your style is dull. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Mistake. Ultra dull. All right. So that's number one. You're a man of little conviction because you got no balls because you could have bet me, but you didn't have the guts. I won't use it twice. That's why. Don't tell me you didn't want to bet against
Eagles. I don't bet against Eagles. I told you definitively I thought the Saints were going to blow out the Eagles.
Okay,
not my style to bet against Eagles.
It was charity, brother. It was charity. You're a man of no conviction, Mr. Dull. All right. Now, John, it's your turn. Let me address some of the things you said, all right?
Go after him, Ken. Go after him.
You said yesterday that the people in the building and the quarterbacks, whomever, don't respect Press Taylor. How the hell do you know?
I didn't know.
Okay. Well, then you got to – then you can't say it. Well, you can say it, but it doesn't mean it's true.
Here's what I'm saying. From my perspective, Press Taylor was an offensive quality control guy, the assistant quarterbacks coach to John DeFilippo.
Correct.
And I know that, when I was playing, that guy was rarely seen. He was in the, in the film room breaking down film, sleeping on a cot. Guys didn't get to know him at all. This is a guy who doesn't command the same level of respect from the players that John DeFilippo did.
Okay, well, John DeFilippo's very good, but he commands the respect of the players. So to make a comparison in his first year is wrong. And I've seen guys that, do film and all that, have become head coaches in different leagues. So
right, you have to work your way up through. But, we talked to Zach Ertz yesterday. He said John DeFilippo was, the best quarterbacks coach he'd ever been around?
He was extremely praiseworthy.
And I haven't heard anyone say that about Press Taylor.
I know.
Okay, well, Press Taylor's in his first year. And it would be foolish to
exactly.
say that. But you said they don't have respect, and that's incorrect.
I'm saying they have less respect for that guy than they did John DeFilippo.
That's a no-brainer. All right. Now, you wanted more runs. When you get down 17-0, first of all, Josh Adams is a nice backup running back. They have no running backs. They have no J.J. LeGarrette Blount, that was the right move because he's done. And then Corey Clement's not the same guy. No Darren Sproles to mix in there. And you want Josh Adams. You want him down 17-0 running the football. That's number two. All right. So, and then
I do think that you can force the run in terms of calling run plays and keeping them on. And we haven't done enough.
Listen, Howard, to me, the second quarter is not a time to abandon what you believe gives you the best chance to score a touchdown on a drive.
In every series they had, they tried to run. Except in the first half, and now they're down, so now you can't run. All right, now the effort.
Right, game script certainly dictated that, but for the season, we haven't run the ball enough in terms of called runs that you keep on. And in terms of runs that are other than the inside zone.
Well, I don't think they have enough speed guys to get outside. You got to have
all right. Run some traps.
You got to have guys with speed.
Run some traps. Run more of the whams. Those have worked
with that offensive line the way they're playing.
You can run the outside zone.
Okay.
You can run a power. Pull Isaac Seumalo.
They don't have enough running backs. All right. Now with the effort, that's the first thing you think of. They didn't have effort. They quit. And I checked that, John. This team is not that good. That's the problem.
I agree.
That's the biggest problem. There was effort. They stopped Drew Brees. He wanted that touchdown. He wanted to get into the 50s, and they stopped him. And when I'm watching,
wait,
are
you saying I questioned the effort? Because I didn't.
Oh, okay. Then maybe it was that nitwit next to you. So
I didn't question their effort. I mean, I just think the performance.
I agree with you, Howard. They are not good enough.
Yeah, the performance.
That's for sure. But I do think it's certainly the players are deficient, but the coaching needs to be better as well. You know, coaching is utilizing the skills of the players that you have, even if they don't have many skills.
Okay,
you know, coaching would be putting those guys in advantageous positions, angle-wise, motion-wise, scheme-wise, where the defense doesn't even know how to line up.
Okay,
you know, and then you can
secondary.
Beat them. You can okey-doke them.
In the secondary, it was Manny Moe and Jack. I don't even know these guys 3 weeks ago. I mean, Bosby and French Wine, LaFranc, or whatever the hell his name is, and Shavon Sullivan. Come on now. And then you went today. You want them to run the plays that Andy Reid runs? My God, that team has such terrific skilled players. They are unreal.
All right, let me ask you a question. Howard,
we need to run more inside zone.
Because your analysis
RPO.
Today, Howard, actually has been oddly accurate. So let me just ask you this question. Given these realities, which we're discussing, why were you so wrong last week when you thought the Eagles were not going to get blown out by the Saints?
Because I didn't know that everybody would go down in the second half. I thought they would play better defensively. Better defensively.
Just say you were wrong.
No, that's not the point.
Just say it, Howard.
You are a man of no conviction. You have no guts. So you can't even go back there, Joe. And forget the hammer. You're a hammerhead. That's what you are. Forget this hammer nonsense.
All right, Howard.
Hey, wait. What about this, Howard? If we are deficient personnel-wise on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Why do we keep running the same stuff offensively when it doesn't work with this deficient personnel? And why can't we figure out something to do? Change things defensively enough that, you know, you catch teams by surprise, disguise some stuff, and you know, get inside a quarterback's head. Not that that's easy to do against Drew Brees.
Well,
I don't feel like there's variety.
You don't like the play calling. You know, Carson Wentz had, and I still think he's a terrific quarterback. He had his worst game as an Eagle on Sunday. His
undoubtedly,
okay. He had players that were open. That's the other thing. And, these are things that I check. I waste my time, actually, talking to people down there and trying to find out because I question it, too. I'm not a smart, I don't know everything with football. I don't know what's going on. I don't get to see the coaches' tapes.
Cut that audio.
But I don't get to see the coaches' tapes. But I'm on the sidelines, and the only thing I can watch, unless I watch the game again, you know, I hear what's going on. Yeah. I watch what's going on. But there are mistakes being made, and Carson's not making the right decisions. We look at the game. I forget which game it was when he could have gone to Smallwood, and they might have even had a touchdown.
Carolina. Yeah, you're right, Howard. Yeah. No, you're right.
Simple things.
Has Carson lost faith in his ability to throw the ball accurately?
You know, I don't think he's lost faith. I think he's getting too big a pass rush. The 3rd-and-3 that you and other people are complaining about. I mean, that guy came in there so fast. And again, I feel bad. Kelsey wanted to come back so much, and he tried so hard, and the doctors wouldn't let him come back.
Oh, they wouldn't?
Why not?
Because they were afraid, because he's had elbow problems before. And they
Then why is Doug saying he's fine? That was problematic for me in that press conference.
Well,
what's Jason Kelsey's deal? Yeah. Oh, he's fine.
He's referring to the next game.
Play.
But he's saying he'll be ready 6 days from now. I mean,
All right. That's
all right.
Yeah.
All right, Howard, final thing real quick.
Well, the doctor should be able to determine that it's not an injury that's going to be made worse by playing.
Howard.
By that time, they were getting their
hands. It was out of hand.
Howard, gut feeling as we sit here on Tuesday, do the Eagles beat the Giants on Sunday?
You know what? I questioned it before I saw the line. the line. The Eagles are a 6-point favorite.
That's crazy.
They know, like, what the hell is going on? Now, if it was that easy, it wouldn't be called gambling. So something tells the – and the odds makers, they just use computers. And they're running all that information through computers, and that's how the line comes up. The line tells me the Eagles are the side, and it would be amazing because you got – I mean, running against that secondary, although the injuries aren't as bad as first looked. It looked like Rasul Douglas might be back. Not that that's great. Maddox might be back. The only guy that won't be back is Jordan Hicks. That calf strain is serious stuff. Jalen Mills at some point, I don't know if it's Sunday, will be back. But those guys are licking their chops. And I'm saying, why the hell are they a 6-point favorite? That's where I question what I was thinking. Like, oh, my gosh, they might lose to the Giants. So I that's something I really got to think about. But the line tells me, I got to take the Eagles to win the game, maybe not cover the number. So that's the answer to that. Some conviction next week.
Ken, go get yourself some fingers, wings, and other things.
I'll see you Thursday. Unfortunately, I'll see both you guys at the Wing Bowl.
Yeah. We look forward to Turkey Bowl.
Turkey Bowl.
It's going to be cold, brother. It's going to be cold.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Thanks, Howard.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there he is, the King, Howard Eskin. By the way, speaking of lines or over-unders and betting, Vegas got rocked last night on the KC-LA game. 69% of people that bet the over-under bet over. And, of course, it went over.
Yeah.
And so they got hit real hard.
It's like 40 points over.
Yeah, they got hit real hard on the over-under last night. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.